We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Here it is. We're in the middle of the holidays. Hope you all are remembering that we're supposed to be generous and giving. And you know what? We try to do that on the show. We try to give you health information you can use today. And one of the nicest things you could do is pass it along. Tell people what you hear about on the show. Pass along our show. We think we can help people with real science, common sense, and Mother Nature at our side. You know, Bill, many, many years ago, it seems, people were talking about, 30, 40 years ago, that antibiotics were going to start failing, that these little infections that we can just take an antibiotic for and they disappear almost magically, that this was going to come back and bite us. And I understand now for the last year, the CDC has been saying that's not a what if, it's happening.
Drug-resistant infections will kill an extra 10 million people worldwide per year. That's what the headline says. More than currently than die from cancer. And by 2050, unless some action is taken, that's what we will be reading on the headlines. Currently 700,000 deaths a year, apparently avoidable, that can't be treated anymore from antibiotic-resistant infections. So this is a study by researchers with the RAND think tank. They say E. coli, malaria, and tuberculosis will comprise the biggest number of these, and that the economic impact of germ resistance to antibiotics will spiral up to $100 trillion bullet that the world will take in its global economy, $100 trillion. And we will be dying of infections from surgery, even simple things like cesareans when C-sections when children are born, and we'll get infections, and then the mother will die. All of these horrendous scenarios. And, they're pointing out things that, it's a pretty dire future this way. I keep saying we don't work on building our own immunity so we get the infections. Do we have E. coli on our skin or in our digestive tract? Yes, E. coli is in your digestive tract. Do you have staphylococcus on your skin? Yeah, you got staph. And how about strep, streptococcus? That's all over your oral cavity. It's an acid-forming bacteria. That's what causes the dental caries, the cavities, eats through the tooth enamel. So what's the answer to that in the oral cavity? Have strong dental enamel, get some vitamin D, boron, etc., vitamin C, and to resist this and watch the sugars you eat, because it's not the sugar, but the acid-forming bacteria the sugar feeds that causes that. But so you put up a defense, you watch what you're doing, but it's not the bugs, it's your defense, your host defense. You're the host, you host all these bugs, and so the ability of you to fend them off, and your immune system counts, and you need an acid digestive tract in order to have immunity from incoming germs, because our food has some bacteria and fungus in it, and small amounts, and then you have bacteria everywhere, and our immune system's responding to that at all times. And so we know that human immunity declines when? When winter comes and our vitamin D levels are low, and certainly vitamin C counts there too, and in older age when our immune system is pretty shot and we don't even make the T cells, the thymus cells, out of our thymus gland as we get a little older, so we're prone to shingles, and that's caused by a herpes-type virus. And so we're prone to pneumonia as we get older. What do we do? And the more antibiotics you reach for, the more chance of an antibiotic-resistant infection. and we remind our audience that we're going to go back to do what the Romans did, what so many others did over time, and that was rely on garlic.
Garlic and
oregano oil are the two very, very strongest natural antibiotics, and we're going to boost our immune system with vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and selenium, the two trace minerals, two essential vitamins. You might throw a little vitamin A in there too. So we need to build our host defense. And when we have defense, we don't get sick. About 1 out of 2,000 people who are exposed to polio, the polio virus, actually develop symptoms of poliomyelitis. What happened to the 1,999? They had a sufficient immune system that the polio virus only caused a mild rise in temperature, a few achy symptoms, and it was over. And we didn't know it because it was probably so mild. Your immune system, stop trying to kill the bugs. Work on your immune system, and particularly the season of death, the season of cancer, the season of infection. In winter months, we really need to get that vitamin D and probably some vitamin A thrown in there as well. But vitamin D is seasonal because we don't get the sunlight. We're indoors in the winter months, and sunlight produces natural source of vitamin D. So there's a quick lesson today on how to beat all that. If you're looking for garlic, it's the actual allicin molecule, A-L-L-I-C-I-N, allicin. And allicin is the primary germ-fighting molecule in garlic, and you need to get some cloves of garlic around and crush them. And then if you completely macerate them very well, that'll produce the allicin. And your problem, your dilemma is, how do I get that down without burning my mouth and my throat and causing some pain in my stomach and then the garlic breath and odor? How do I do all that? Our sponsor, Garlinex, is ready to answer those questions. The world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill that is assuredly produces the allicin because it's buffered against the stomach acid, and the alkalinity of the capsule then puts the stomach acid at bay so that the actual enzyme that activates the allicin called alainase is not destroyed by your stomach acid, and it's been proven in human studies to produce allicin. There are about 20 different products on the market that's advertised. They offer allicin, allicin yield, allicin potential, or allicin, I call it allicin pretend. Don't fall for that false advertising. Garlinex is the only one that really does this and does it well. And you can get it for as little as $8.60 a month. If you buy 3 bags, you get 1 free, and the shipping is free. And you got to buy 3 bags. Otherwise, it's about $11.95 a month. The lowest cost garlic pill on the market happens to be the best quality and really deliver the real allicin. It's called Garlinex, and that's our sponsor, and you can find that by calling 866-674-3955. Leave your name and number. They'll call you back. 866-674-3955. We were trying not to put these commercials at the front of the show, but David surprised me with wanting to talk about superbugs, because we've been trying to dedicate our show, particularly the first half of it, to non-commercial issues. But so we stepped on this rock. 866-674-3955 for Garlinex, and it is a wonder. And
well Bill, I want to point out something just to flush out what you said. As somebody that works in a retail store, there have been some other garlic products that claim they've been tested to produce allicin. And to the extent that a couple of them are technically true, and you point this out, they test them in water. So their pill goes into water and some allicin is produced. But we don't have water in our stomachs. We have acid. And Garlinex is the only garlic product that's been proven to produce allicin in humans, in the acid environment of the stomach. And these other ones, that I've sort of cheated a little bit are god-awful expensive. I had a woman ask me to order her one a year or so ago, almost $100. And so I just want to underline what you said. We have the best garlic product on the market. A lot of the other products are good. This is the only one that gives you everything that garlic has to offer.
And if you really want to get at the garlic breath and odor and have a longer lasting effect, we won't go into it at length today, but the longer lasting effect helps with normalizing blood pressure and so on, because the garlic widens or dilates your blood vessels, controlling blood pressure a little bit. So it's good enough to do that, and you want the time release one, and Garlinex now in time release form also. So over a 2.5 period, two of those tablets a day, time release, will have a long lasting all day effect. So that's what you want. And so Garlinex or Garlinex time release at 866-674-3955. A good way to stay healthy. And remember, you've got germs coming in all day. As every time you eat, you got a little bacteria, and there's a few million cases of food poisoning every year. If you've got the right spices in your meal, you probably kill them all off. It helps your stomach acid kill it all off and make sure that that happens. And so you don't want to be a victim of that either. And a good protection are spices in our diets and in our meals, and particularly garlic. So there you go.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. And, you know, Bill, I'm sure that you've noticed that gas prices have been going down. They're still pretty high from when I can remember, but down quite a bit. So I wonder what about cancer care. I wonder if those costs are going down. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Your two co-hosts, Dave Stouter, yours truly here, the health warrior, with me, Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. We're hooked up in different secret locations in California to bring you the truth about health. You know, Bill, you brought this up to me a long time ago, and I've been paying attention to our customers. And in general, it does seem like when someone gets old and frail or gets a serious condition like cancer, it seems like insurance vultures come out, and it seems like they just take away all possible money in perhaps a false hope. What's going on with the cost of cancer care?
I really think health insurance should be abolished, because it just leads to this overpricing of everything. Since there's a big pot of money to raid, then they can ask thousands of dollars for therapies like cancer drugs. So there's an article in New York Times, and the punishing cost of cancer care. A doctor, his discussion in the exam room with a cancer patient, and he says to his patient, "I think it's time to switch therapies," I told my patient, as his wife sat next to him in the exam room. He says the patient stared at me unblinking, through his chipped, wired-rimmed glasses as his wife looked down at the medication list that she clutched in her hands. Her worn purse sat on the floor by her chair. Switching therapies was a euphemism for your cancer is progressing. In other words, what was being done isn't working anymore. And the patient says, okay, taking a deep breath, what's next? And they have a discussion. We're going to put you on a $5,000 a month pill. Well, insurance doesn't cover it. You're going to have to pay so much money a month. And they cover the intravenous treatments, but not the oral pills as well. And so routinely, this runs up $100,000 for a full treatment. And there goes probably the entire savings that this person might have, maybe want to leave it for their children, and so on. So none of that money will be left. And this man says, you know, I'd like to leave my family some money. So he passes on this and resigns himself to, an early fate, you know, here. But the point is that all of that money was only going to increase his survival by a couple of months anyway. And so the doctor not really being genuine there. And there are no cures for cancer. Modern medicine is holding an empty bag. So now they are talking about increased survival. That's a sleight of hand because they're detecting cancer earlier and then adding the earlier dates, the longer time. In other words, if you detected cancer today and you were going to succumb to cancer a year from now, that'd be 1 year survival. But if you detected cancer a year earlier, that would sound like 2 years of survival. It isn't. They're not adding on 2 year survival. They're just adding on to finding the cancer earlier when it's smaller. So cancer therapy is not improving. It's all a sleight of hand. And it's terrible. We really need to get rid of insurance because then healthcare would have to be affordable. They've outpriced themselves. You can't really say you're going to make medicines that cost $5,000 a month. I mean, this is just impossible. I don't know what to say. If we had to pay for it out of pocket, they would have to compete. And then guess what, David? What would we be using?
Mother Nature.
Thank you. How about garlic and things like that? You know, all of a sudden, we'd have to resort to those. Hey, David, I want to ask the audience and you, in what country has the greatest percentage of super centenarians, that is people that live 110 years or more? Who would have that?
Now, when you mean, in other words, 2% of the population, 10%, 20%, in other words, the highest percentage of the population, I'm going to guess Greece, but I'm not real sure about that.
Okay, well, let me let you know there's a list here, actually.
Okay.
It's called extreme longevity or super longevity. So let me see where Greece was. They were down here somewhere. They're about in the middle. And there's actually two people in Greece that are over 110 years old. The United States has 687 of these people. I can't believe this. That's what it says. And Japan has 291 of them. So they comprise most of the people that are living into this age group. England has 152. Italy, 142. France, 125. So advanced developed countries, we expected Japan to be probably the top here. I do not believe the U.S. numbers are correct because the birth records going back are not accurate in the United States. And so these numbers are jaded where the United States thinks it has all these super centenarians. Japan has accurate birth records.
Maybe more really people are buying Longevinex, Bill.
Well, maybe. But it's interesting. Anyway, the country that comes up with the most number of centenarians per capita is Puerto Rico. Now, they're kind of part of the United States, kind of a
really
territory. And they have four for a small super, you know, small population. They have four super centenarians. And so on a per capita basis, they have the most out of any country in the world. Anyway, you know, as one of these days when people learn about anti-aging pills and resveratrol, the red wine molecule, and so on. Maybe we'll see all this change and we'll live our 110, 20 years in good health. I can hear all of you say, I never want to live that long. Well, you would if you knew you could live it in great health. And that's, of course, the goal it's possible. So few humans are really living to their maximum potential lifespan and health span. And the health span can be improved along with the lifespan, and you don't have to live the last 10, 20 years of your life in misery, debilitated and in a wheelchair drooling from your mouth. No, yeah, that doesn't have to happen. I want to talk a moment here about cancer hospital advertising. And
yeah, I see a lot of that.
Yeah, you see it in billboards. They've got it over here where City of Hope is. You know, this is where we invent the cures. And they're talking about it in Annals of Internal Medicine, also a report at Medscape. And they're saying, gee, they reviewed all these advertisements from the cancer hospitals that we see on highway billboards, et cetera. And they are used with emotional appeals to kindle hope and survival. They sometimes use, you know, celebrity patients and so on. And yet there's no truth to most of it, that they're declared misleading. How do you get away? Where's the, you know, the Federal Trade Commission? You know, modern cancer treatment has plenty to offer without resorting to exaggeration or emotional manipulation, says this report. And they go on. So, you know, you wonder, why don't they just publish the survival data called 5-year survival data? So what's the 5-year survival for lung cancer? Not good. Hardly anything. Hardly any lung cancer patient makes it beyond 2 years. Pancreatic cancer, miserable. 2% 5-year survival. I mean, so if you learn some of these things, they have no cure for colon cancer. You'll live 2 years and that's it, despite having all the treatment. Oh boy, this is depressing at Christmas time. But you know, the issue is that we, out of fear, don't know, and we rely on our doctors. And they don't really tell us everything. And one of the problems you get into, I used to criticize modern cancer therapy, the slash burn and poison approach. And online, when I would say that, some nurses and others got jumped on me. Don't you dare tell my mother that and scare her more. Because what are we going to do? Nothing? Is that what we're going to do? So at least we want to say we fought it, and regardless of the cost, and we're going to force our insurance company or Medicare to pay, and the doctors and hospitals are going to gouge us, and when they finish with all that, they're going to dig into our own pocketbook because they've into things that aren't covered by insurance, and this is exactly where we're headed, and there are no cures for cancer. So by the way, on January 31st at the National Health Federation 60th annual banquet and awards dinner, I will be delivering a speech. You'll all hear about it. We already know how to cure cancer. That is the title of my speech. We already know and have known for 100 years how to cure cancer. It comes with the references. We'll be posting it online, having a slideshow and an audio representation, recreation of my speech at the National Health Federation, January 31st. My presentation, We Already Know How to Cure Cancer. So that we'll be kind of sharing that with you. Cancer is a pretty nasty thing to talk about because, you know, it's just something that grips us, you know, with fear. So many loved ones have died of it, and modern medicine has treatment but no cures. So that's where we are today.
Yeah, you know what? We're almost out of time in this break, Bill, so I want to swerve off and just make a comment. In one of our trade magazines, they had this big infographic of a national survey about Americans and dietary supplements. And they were showing, you know, 70-some percent of us take dietary supplements and which ones take multivitamins and fish oil and herbs and all this, and had a bunch of data. But there were two parts of that data that I thought were very telling. Number one is that most people, a high percentage of people, are buying supplements from the drugstore, grocery store, big discount houses. And let me just quickly say that if you go there and read some labels, most of them I would not carry in our store. I would be embarrassed. I would point out that the number one selling multivitamin in the country, doctor recommended, has aluminum on the label 5 times. How much more do I have to say? The other sad thing, Bill, was that something like 78% of people get their information about supplements from their doctor. And I just looked at that. We talk about this all the time. And so people are buying subpar supplements, and they're getting advice from people who know nothing about it. And, folks, that's why we're on the air to try and correct that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy. Called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. With you today, your two co-hosts. With me, Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. And I tell you what, Bill, you may be the only investigative health journalist I know. I don't know anybody that really, you know, there are a lot of people that talk about health and talk about studies. I've just never met anybody that does what you do.
There's some good people. Michael Murray is an author. He doesn't do too much reporting like I do, but he's a skilled and written some great books. He has an encyclopedia of dietary supplements. You might look up that. I think it's by that title, Encyclopedia of Dietary Supplements, Michael Murray. It give you an A to Z thing on vitamin A and herbs and the lettered vitamins or amino acids, everything that there is to deliver there. I'm reading one here from Michael Fumento, F-U-M-E-N-T-O. Michael Fumento has his own website, and here this month he's talking, no polite way to say it, we were lied to about the Ebola vaccine. So, and the Ebola, it says here, Michael Fumento saying, the Ebola vaccine was supposed to be the greatest health emergency of modern times, said the executive director of the World Health Organization, worse than the Spanish flu of 1918. And number of cases may reach 10,000 a week, and we're not even at 400 or 500 cases a month, and it's in a decline now. It's not even growing. So a good health journalist should do something like that. So let's give credit to Michael Fumento. There are a few around. Andrew Saul, he's a PhD in New York, written the book How to Fire Your Doctor, and Andrew Saul, he captains the Orthomolecular Medicine group. And you can find some of their information online, Orthomolecular Medicine, Andrew Saul, S-A-U-L, and he's written the book, How to Fire Your Doctor. But you'll find some good information at that website. So there are some good reporters out there that do original material, don't just copy things and give us great information. But one of the topics I wanted to talk about today was, this was in Forbes magazine, Study says sugar may actually be worse for blood pressure than salt, and they talk about it. And yeah, it's sugar. And I remember reading some articles about ginseng controlling blood pressure, and ginseng controls blood sugar, and then this is how it works. So they're pointing all of this out, and what happens is we're worried about salt. Well, salt really affects people more with kidney problems and filtering problems in their kidney. And if you balance the salt you get with magnesium and potassium, you'll have an easier time of controlling your blood pressure. And that is the real issue. Don't cut the salt so much because it's kind of hard. Most of our foods, processed foods, all contain excessive amounts of salt. But balance it out with proper amounts and supplement with potassium and magnesium, and I think that'll be a great.
And also get real salt. There's such good salt out there that has all the minerals, sort of a whole food approach, not this iodized, polished. Have you ever seen all the ingredients?
And they don't really have the iodine in there. I mean, they're irregular. They don't do
no,
it regular.
No. If you look, all the ingredients on there is terrible.
Something I want to bring up, this was last December in the Journal of Public Library of Science, number one, PLOS-1, they call it. Sugars increase the iron availability from plant foods, and so it's called non-heme iron. So sugar, particularly high fructose corn syrup, increases the availability. It releases iron from its binding protein called ferritin, its storage protein, and it makes iron more available, but you don't want to do that. It's rust when it's not attached to a binding molecule. And so sugars release iron, and iron's the real culprit of why we get older. As we get older, we rust and we calcify. So if we can control calcium and control iron, that's what the Longevinex red wine pill is suggested to do, is it controls aging by not taking so much iron away and calcium away that you don't have it. You're going to get anemic or something like that. It just helps you deal with the accumulation. That's the theory of why you would, you know, let me read it to you this way, because it's a study in March of 2014 in the Journal of Cell Metabolism. And we've talked here that if you reduce overall calories in animals, cut the intake of food, calories, in half, you'll double the lifespan and health span of animals. But in this article here in the Journal of Cell Metabolism, they're saying it's not just the calories, it's the type of food you eat. And if it's rich in certain nutrients like carbohydrates and sugars, and here we go, then that increases the iron absorption and the copper absorption. And then you end up in these problems. But they're saying it's the content, a composition. So if you stay away from carbohydrates, which is pasta, rice, and bread, and you stay away from the refined sugars, and then you limit the amount of iron. Iron is highly available. You absorb all the iron from meat, whether you need it or not, particularly red meat. A 3-ounce portion of chicken will provide you 3 milligrams of iron, 3-ounce portion of red meat, 18 milligrams of iron, and it'll all get absorbed whether your body needs it or not. From plant foods, the iron is only absorbed on an as-needed basis. That's why we kind of push you to more plant foods over time.
But you just told us, Bill, unless if we have a high-sugar diet, then what you're saying is we're going to be also getting more iron than we need from
and
the
that's
plant
how,
food.
That's how the vegetarians end up with a problem similar to the meat eaters, the carnivores, is because if they have a lot of sugar and carbs, then they're going to get carbs turned to sugar, and you're going to absorb more iron, and then you're going to get into more issues of getting older faster. The rate of aging for you and everyone else is how quickly you accumulate iron and calcium in your body. When you're growing, you don't accumulate those because you need the calcium for your bones. You need the iron for red blood cells. You need the copper to make connective tissue. But after you're fully grown is when aging starts, and then for men first, because the girls are donating the calcium to their babies, and the iron is, menstrual flow handles that for women on a monthly basis. They tend to be a little more anemic. And so aging starts for men when they stop growing, for women when their monthly cycle stops around age 40 plus. And then, so that's when aging starts. For women, a middle-aged man will have double the amount of double the amount of iron, four times as much calcium as an equal-aged 40-year-old female, and double the rate of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. So a anti-aging pill is designed, a proper one, with mild amounts, not super amounts, of chelators, mineral chelators, to bind to the excess loose amounts of calcium and copper and iron. Not take the copper out of your system and your connective tissue, not take the calcium out of your bones or the iron away from your red blood cells, but just to take the loose amounts and bind to it, and then it's expelled from the system. And so a good pill that does that and has been tested in humans and is our sponsor's pill, Longevinix. It's a red wine pill. It has molecules in there to bind to the copper, calcium, and iron and reverse biological aging, not just slow it down. Now, if you want to find out about aging, get a report on why we calcify and rust as we get older, a free report, you're welcome to call Longevinix, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. If you're one of those longevity seekers and there aren't enough of them, then you can look into that. If you want to keep, buying from modern medicine and get what insurance pays for and get all the phony cures and all that, that's fine. I see, the average senior citizen in the United States taking 7 medications, and they're not getting any healthier. How do you say it, David?
There is no drug that makes you healthy. And I've also said, look, we're confusing being medicated with being healthy. If you're on medications, you're not healthy. Now, you may have to be. There are certain ones. But I'm just saying we shouldn't say I'm healthy because I'm on the right medications. Okay? Get it straight.
I think you got that right. It even shows here low-dose aspirin. You know that baby aspirin? We think that's harmless. For women under 65, might do more harm than good, might cause gastrointestinal bleeding gastric ulcers. It doesn't lower the risk of a heart attack. For women who have already had a heart attack, it may lower the risk slightly. But otherwise, there's nothing but risk in something as simple as an aspirin. What would you be better to take? A garlic pill. It thins the blood, stops those blood clots that aspirin pretends to do. Aspirin depletes vitamin C and folic acid, and certainly garlic doesn't do that. Your resveratrol pills, like Longevinix, thin the blood and do so many of these wonderful things. So there are natural alternatives. They don't have these side effects. Even a baby aspirin can come back and bite you and cause even a, it weakens capillaries. You have hemorrhage in the brain. These are all risks. I think 6,000 people a year die from taking aspirin every year. Now, if that many people died of resveratrol pills or garlic pills, wow, they'd be taken off the market. But somehow aspirin has this thought, belief that safe. And it's relatively safe, but still, because so many people take it, but certainly there's a minor small amount, but it ends up to be a few thousand because so many people take aspirin and they have a side effect that could even be mortal. So,
yeah,
so.
And doubles the risk of macular degeneration, a certain kind of that. I'll end the segment with this. Many years ago, Bill, back in the 90s, I was attending what was then called the NNFA. It was like our trade organization for health food stores. And we had a one of those LinkedIn presentations by the deputy director of the FDA, on a big screen. So he gave a little presentation, and he got some questions. And somebody asked him, say, how can you guys be so concerned, so worried about nutritional supplements when aspirin, kills X amount of people every year? And I want everybody to hear, I can paraphrase it pretty good, what he said. He goes, we are aware of that, and the FDA has complex risk-benefit equations for things like aspirin and medications. Since we have not worked out those equations for dietary supplements, we feel we have to exercise extreme caution. And so basically what he says, yeah, we know that many people die from aspirin, but we've worked it out cost-benefit, so it's okay. But since we haven't worked it out for supplements, then we're going to treat them as dangerous. That's your FDA for you. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back.
garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. You know, I still get a lot of people, Bill, that come into the store and they either have been instructed by their doctors that they don't need any nutrients, you know, any vitamins, things like that, because their diet should supply it. They say that vitamins just give you expensive urine. Well, then I say that food gives you expensive bowel movements. But there's a lot of people out there that really think you can get enough nutrients from your food. I think that's ridiculous, personally. Is there any good science on it, Bill?
Well, most of our stores today are selling processed foods, so you're just certainly getting all the sugar and stimulants and all kinds of stuff. You know, we're just not getting it today. But the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is being taken to task by the Linus Pauling Institute. Now, Linus Pauling stood for vitamin C and nutrition, and one of the spokespersons from Linus Pauling Institute saying that 50% of Americans are not getting their recommended amounts of vitamin A, 40% are not getting enough vitamin C, 90% are not getting enough vitamin D and E, potassium, 98% are not meeting their requirements, calcium and magnesium, 50 and 60% respectively. And the Linus Pauling people, their institute, saying the information like this is widely available, but it's not getting much attention, and we should all be taking a good multivitamin. Now, multivitamin's not going to provide those bulky minerals like calcium and magnesium. They're just too bulky unless you're taking 12 multis a day, so you need to get it separately. I don't recommend calcium supplements because I think the diet's sufficient in calcium. But I do certainly think that most Americans need magnesium for a number of reasons. And so magnesium, and then, you know, I formulated multivitamins for Purity products and still do, and they're perfect multivitamin. Purity products, iron-free, calcium-free, meets the label claims, which we're going to talk about in a second, because their multivitamin is tested by a third party, the National Sanitation Foundation, and NSF, and they test all this, so having a third-party approval. And the reason why we bring this up, there's a seller of dietary supplements just got a $1 million fine. For the last few years, he's been selling vitamins, dietary supplements, sales of $7 to $20 million a year. He was doing this out of New Jersey, and he intentionally told his employees not to tell others that the label was not as claimed. They were intentionally putting fillers like rice flour and maltodextrin, a kind of a little sugar-like plant sugar. They were putting that in the supplements. And so the supplements were so egregiously mislabeled, only 4.4% of the product consisted of ingredients on the label, and the rest were these fillers. Hey, wow, boy. And this guy gets a $1 million fine. He doesn't really belong in business because he was intentionally doing this. Sometimes there are mistakes made on a certain batch or something like that. But boy, this is pretty egregious. You know, Purity Products, they're going to the extent of using a third party to make sure the label is correct on their vitamins so you get your money's worth. You can find them at purityproducts.com. But, you know, I've formulated these products. It's an embarrassment. We did say when we're pro dietary supplement on this program, but we did say we'd tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And it's true. The dietary supplement industry has a black eye on this. And, you know, that's why there are stores like yours, David. People need to go in and ask, listen to this show. And so we see if we can't set them straight. Bring your supplements in a paper bag to Apple Health Foods in Redwood City where Dave Stouter is and let him look at them all and sort them out. Probably save you money and he'll tell you which ones are quality, which aren't going to live up to their claims. You can send information to me. Send your whole supplement regimen to me. Go to knowledgeofhealth.com and click through and you can leave your whole regimen for me on email. And I'd be happy to go over it with you. There's no obligation, no cost, no anything. You can go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com. It's a little tool I have. You can subscribe to that. Vitamin Supplement Analyzer, take your whole supplement regimen and tell you whether you're getting too much, too little, what you're missing, things like that. There are ways to do this so that you use dietary supplements safely and correctly and potently. And that's why health food stores are around like Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. You can go online and get – how do they get in touch with you, David?
Well, we have a toll-free number, 877-277-5343. Again, 877-277-5343. I'm usually there Thursday through Monday. And, you know, I agree with you, Bill. Here's the thing. You and I have been in this industry for a long time. I've been in it for over 42 years, mostly doing retail. And we keep a good eye on the companies. We know the companies that have good reputations over decades, who have earned trust and confidence. I take quite a few dietary supplements. I need them to be reliable and authentic, so I make sure they are because I take them. My family takes them. And most of these shenanigans that you hear about, that like the Bill just told you, are unscrupulous people who you find in other places than typically good health food stores. So doesn't mean everything in every health food store around the world is okay, but you're typically going to find more knowledgeable people who know what to look for.
Before we get kicked off the air out of just time, we're going to say that, hey, this is a wonderful report. Immediate recovery from a stroke following treatment with intravenous thiamine, vitamin B1, the first vitamin ever discovered. Suddenly, they all of a sudden figured out a patient who had what they call an ischemic stroke. That is lack of oxygen to the brain. And they had the patient had all these symptoms, and they gave them thiamine, vitamin B1, and they completely recovered. Gosh, I wonder how many strokes are out there, and they don't even try thiamine, vitamin B1. It's amazing to me what we have. You know, people go into doctor's offices every day. They tell them, I got this dramatic recovery of something, whatever it was, by taking these herbs, vitamins, or whatever, and the doctor seems to be disinterested. And he is disinterested because he doesn't make a medication consult fee from the insurance company for prescribing vitamins. He knows about medicines, and you need to go back to his office to get a re-prescription for your diabetic drug or your cholesterol drug, and that's what keeps him in business. So he's not interested in dietary supplements, even if they work better and cheaper.
Yeah, and both of us, let's make a point. If you want to take supplemental vitamin B1, we have the benefit of the fat-soluble form called benfotiamine, which is really the superior form of B1. You're going to get a lot greater benefit.
Well, all of us eating sugars, carbohydrates, alcohol, coffee, tea, or alcohol, all of those block vitamin B1. So you might be even a healthy person, you're drinking tea. Yeah, that's a good idea, but you're blocking the absorption of B1. The benfotiamine form, the fat-soluble form, might be very helpful, and we suffer terrible consequences in our kidneys, our brain, our eyes, our heart, sugar control, all of those things when we don't get enough thiamine, vitamin B1. By the way, if you're a diabetic, you need to be taking thiamine, vitamin B1, as benfotiamine. It averts, prevents all of the complications in the kidneys, the eyes, and the heart from diabetes, as well as the nervous system, the nerves, the tingling and the numbness that occurs in diabetes. Thiamine, vitamin B, every diabetic type 1 or type 2 needs to be on supplemental thiamine, vitamin B1. So I want to remind our audience that Joyce Brown, out with her new book, Heavenly Answers, and it's holiday time. People get a little depressed, a little nostalgia, thoughts about, loved ones that have passed away, and we get depressed, there's issues. And some people, it affects a little more than others. They're thinking about maybe not living through another Christmas. Joyce Brown's wonderful book for people that just don't see any reason to go on living, Heavenly Answers. You can reach her at 800-434-5924. She talks to people for free about this all the time, or you can get her book, Heavenly Answers. The depression she went through, she's lost her sight a number of times, regained it miraculously. Her house burnt down. She saw no reason for living. She wrote a book called Heavenly Answers to encourage people to go on. Life is worth living. Heavenly Answers. Joyce Brown, 800-434-5924. She'll counsel people for free. There's no strings attached. If you know a loved one that's really depressed and you want to help them, 800-434-5924 for Joyce, Dr. Joyce Brown. And she is a wonderful woman. Got her vision back. A little plug for our sponsor's product, Longevinex. She tried 17 different brands of resveratrol pills and then took our Longevinex pill and got her vision back. So miraculously, you can see her story online. Let's see. Do we have a number for questions and answers, David?
Yes. For those of you who weren't paying attention to our little spots there, if you want to ask a question on the show, and we'll try to address it as soon as possible, we have a toll-free number, 844-49-HEART. That's an easy way to remember it, 844-49-HEART, which is 844-494-3278. And also, you can email us at haveaheart@thebright.com, and we will try to address as many of your issues as possible. And Bill, we have just really about a minute, and I want to wish everyone, look, everybody gets really oversensitive about this. Let's all relax. It's Christmas time. It's a federal holiday. It's a time when we're supposed to think of others, give, reflect on what we have. Different people celebrate this holiday different times, but I wish all of you Merry Christmas and a wonderful time, and remember to give of yourself. That's the greatest gift. Bill, you want to say a little something here before we sign off?
Oh, Christmas is a great time of the year. Let's think of it in all the positive terms that we have, all of our wonderful memories of it, especially in childhood. Let's go back to our childhood and enjoy it. Get under that Christmas tree. Maybe somebody will even do something like show you where the mistletoe is.
Well, there you go. Well, everyone, we will see you next week. Have a great time. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Heart. Heart. Heart.